Have you heard this one?
No, I don't think so.
It's not this goofy all the way through. In fact, it's about to not be, but I like it.
It's something. Okay, I like this one.
Yeah. Talking a little hobo. You guys remember from last week, a little Hobo Johnson.
He's like going to be the new face of this podcast.
Yeah. We should get Hobo on.
I would love to.
He's going
to
be in town in November?
Yeah.
Is it? Dude, are we going?
I want to go.
Let's go. Let's go to it.
There's also a band called Mom Jeans that's opening.
Yeah, I...
And they're kind of goofy.
I listened to a couple of their songs, actually. I don't hate them.
Their most popular song is called Death Cup or something like that.
Yeah.
And then like their next most popular song is called like Another Drinking.
Yeah.
They're a goofy like
sure.
punk emo band.
All right. Well, I'm saying it now. I want to go to the Hobo Johnson
concert. I'll get tickets. I'll buy us tickets.
All right. Let's go.
I'm excited. I'm very invigorated. I went to my first concert in a while over the weekend.
And yeah.
It got me back in like, oh my God. I miss concerts. Like I haven't seen live music in so long. I'm trying to think of the last time I went to a show. I think it was like June or July. Maybe even it was July. July I went to Chicago.
Okay.
And saw a rock show.
Oh, it was the one you were trying to get me to go to. Was it that one?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. That was the last show I think I had been to. It was July. I didn't go to any in August, and it took me till September 20-something to go September, so.
Yeah. What do you like, try to go to one a month at least?
I like to go a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to go more than that, if I could.
You're always fucking asking me about this concert, that concert. I'm like, who?
I love going to concerts, man.
Who is this band you're talking about? But to be fair, you've thrown in some hitters there, man.
There's some hitters.
I've heard some. I became a huge fan of Microwave because of that concert you had me go to. Who'd they open for? I can't remember.
Seaway.
I would have gone to that one anyway. I wanted to go to Seaway.
But
there was that other one that same weekend that I don't think I cared about.
No, Broadside.
Oh, fuck. I wanted to go to that one too, actually. All right. Well, I happened to want to go to both of those concerts because I like Broadside and Seaway. Whatever. I became a fan of Microwave that weekend.
Yeah, you may or may
not. I'm happy.
I don't know. I think you may or may not have. If I wouldn't have wanted to go, you may not have gone.
I wanted to go to Broadway. Broadside. And I wanted to go to Broadside. I'm sorry. Broadside. And I wanted to go to Seaway. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, if you didn't go, I wouldn't have gone to either. That's for sure.
I would have gone to either.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really a concert goer, so.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite activities, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of with Mark Norman on the whole thing though, with the live music. Although that's not always the case. There's definitely been some live performances that, like when we went to 30 Seconds to Mars, although they sucked. 21 Pilots, one of the best fucking performances I've ever seen in my life.
It's one of those instances where you've seen. The opening band.
Mm-hmm.
First off, Eclipse, everyone else I've seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, they put on such a good show, and 30 Seconds Mars was such dog doo doo.
Yeah.
That it was like, oh, they clearly stole a show tonight. And if anyone left thinking differently, that person is an idiot. And
yeah.
But I mean, I've also like this weekend we hung out towards the back. We got drinks.
Okay.
I didn't pit it.
Kind of chilled.
Time. It was more of a chill, dancing along, singing along.
I've never
along.
Seen you go to a concert and act like that.
Well, this was
That's crazy.
This is called the band Camino, and they are more, they're just kind of a rock and roll.
They're called the band Camino.
They're called the band Camino. Okay.
The band Camino.
And they're sort of more just rock and roll. They're not pop punk at all. They're not super high energy necessarily. It's just good music.
Okay.
So I could see them.
Like Richard Cheese?
Just exactly like Richard Cheese.
All right. Just good background piano music.
Almost exactly like. Okay. No, I mean, it's rock. It's rock and roll.
Okay.
I almost want to say, like, I could see them being an arena rock band at some point. Like,
okay.
They're that good, and they should be playing. Like, I'm hoping. And they sold out all like most of the shows on this tour. They might get to like the pageant level sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
They maybe even eclipse it more. It's hard to say.
Oh, that's cool.
So, but They were incredible. But it was fun just kind of being back by the bar. I mean, with the people I was with would not have gone into the pit with me.
No.
And there wasn't like a pit going. It's not like there was a mosh pit going. Like someone even jokes to Eric, you're going to start a mosh pit? I was like, no, not tonight. Hmm. Now, when I do see some 41 later this month, I will be in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sure.
For sure.
Sure.
How could you, like, why would, I don't even know how you could stand still and watch some 41 play punk rock. It wouldn't even make any sense to me, but. No, I think I will enjoy going. Like Hobo Johnson, I will probably just go.
Just hang.
I want to be in the room and hang out. Yeah. I probably want to be by the bar.
That'll be a good one. It's the pageant, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know.
What'd you think of Oliver Tree?
Liked Oliver Tree.
Like Oliver Tree?
Yes.
All right.
I've listened to
a few
times. I actually had heard his like most popular couple songs.
Okay. Did you see that music video I sent you?
No, I
didn't. Did you watch that?
No.
Okay.
No, I think I started listening to stuff right before I left for Omaha. Okay. And I didn't. I hardly did anything in Omaha.
It's a music video, and the music video is actually two of his songs. So it's like a dual music video.
I'll check it out tomorrow.
They go together. It's fun. It's a fun video.
If not tonight,
it's dumb. After this, but whatever. Oliver Tree's the shit.
Like Oliver Tree.
Hobo Johnson's the shit.
Yeah, very. There's something about Hobo Johnson that's just infectious. See, we're talking about 2 weeks in a row. That's how infectious this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken over.
He had a. Now, not all of his music, but he's got, especially the song Typical Story, he's got like a Beck vibe to him a little bit.
Okay.
Like,
kinda, yeah.
And I'd say even the rest of his music too, because not necessarily just the sound of it, but this is a guy who makes his own music. Mm-hmm. Seems like he makes all of it.
For sure.
Everything is him.
He
produces everything.
Yeah, I'm sure he's on a record label, but...
I mean, that's Beck-level shit there. That's what Beck does.
Yeah, right.
And I respect that type of shit, man. If you're putting all that effort into your work, I like that better than when 60 people work on Beyoncé's next single.
Of course.
You know?
That's. I mean, the music... I almost exclusively listen to music that is made and created by the artist.
Yes.
I'm assuming Taylor Swift's Lover was maybe not, but I think it was mostly her.
Yeah.
At least most of the songs to me seem personal enough that she wrote them and probably had help.
We'll know come Grammy time when other people are nominated for her songs.
True.
And well, Jack Antonoff we'll
produced it. He'll be
nominated.
And then he produced a lot of the songs. And then there was a couple other people.
I love Jack Antonoff.
A couple other people produced, but I think she did a lot of it. I think she did a lot of it.
She's not really the person I'm targeting in this.
No, it's the pop star.
It's the pop star
I've never heard of. You're like, where'd this person come from?
And yes.
It's just, record. One of the big record labels probably like found them and said, hey, you got a good voice. You're talented. Me and Aaron watched The Masked Singer last night.
Oh, fuck.
I was like, you know what? I'm in mood for some bad TV. Let's turn it on. Let's see what goes on.
I've actually been thinking about The Masked Singer a lot lately. I've never seen an episode, but I've been thinking about it.
I would encourage you to watch it. It is a bit of a, I want to say an ask, where you're going to have to, it's 2 hours, the season premiere. It's 2 hours. Two people got eliminated. I had heard of zero of the two.
Are there judges on this show?
Yes.
Who are the judges, if you don't mind me asking?
Robin Thicke.
Okay.
Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg. She married Donnie Wahlberg.
Okay.
I think she was a music star, maybe.
I have no. I thought she was an actress.
Oh, maybe.
Jenny McCarthy?
Maybe she made a song. I don't know.
Probably.
Nicole something or another from, I had the name yesterday, Pussycat Dolls.
Okay.
The fourth host, however, is Ken Jeong.
Okay. See, this is the shit. All right. I was listening to. I'm going to steal this rant completely from Tim Dillon. By the way, this was his rant.
Is this the Chrissy Teigen? Are you about the Chrissy Teigen rant?
And I'm reiterating it. When you have people who don't deserve to be judging other people as judges on a national television show, what the fuck are you doing? Why do we care about that? Why do I care what he fucking thinks about any of these people?
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing about The Masked Singer. It's
different, I'm sure.
As opposed to the... what is she a host? Is it... What does Chrissy Teigen do?
I don't. Who? Nobody knows.
Is this a, no? Is it? What show is it? Is it the
Bring
the
Funny? Isn't she just a hot chick?
Is it the Bring? She's married to John Legend. She's a, yeah. a actress.
Bring movie? The Funny.
Is it Bring the Funny?
Bring the Funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's the difference to me. The difference is the Masked Singer. First and foremost, the judges don't even really vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crowd voting situation.
Okay, so American Idol.
And but kinda. But here's the other thing: is it's just celebrities who are like. The Masked Singer is it's celebrities under the mask, it's,
right?
So it's not like yeah. the Voice where you're like, oh, I can't. These are people who are just like doing something for fun. Like they're not, you know. There's really no incentive necessarily to be. Now I guess you do want to stay till the next week probably, and then you get unmasked, and then I think you're off the show. I would assume at that
yeah.
stage, but you know they're not typically going to be. But I think it ranges from there's probably going to be someone on the show who is a singer, and there's someone, the two people that were eliminated this past week were not singers.
Do you know who they are?
I know, you know, two people at this point.
Who?
Two people got a mask.
Who got voted off? I got to know.
I thought. You
know, spoil it.
I don't know. I literally don't know who they are.
Oh, I thought you said you knew.
No, I knew zero of the two. Like, I didn't know who the celebrity was.
Oh, we know who they are, but you just don't know who they are. Like, you personally don't know who the fuck these people were.
No idea who they are.
But we could look up and see who they were.
Sure.
Okay.
One of them was an ice skater, and one of them was a Twitch gamer. I'd never heard of either of them.
A Twitch?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
You're not selling me on the whole thing,
these
man.
These are B and C list celebrities. And, like, the funnest part of the show is the judges then... throw guesses after they sing, and there's like clues to like who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty subtle clues overall, but you can probably, I think if you were so well versed in pop culture, maybe you'd kill it. But if you're sort of, there are more subtle clues, and then they sing, which again, I never had heard of these two people in my life. So me not understanding their singing maybe didn't necessarily do whole lot, but the fun part of the show for me is them guessing people who it is so clearly not. They're like, it could be Matthew McConaughey. And it's like, okay, Matthew McConaughey's not going to do the Masked Singer. Like, it's just not going to happen. That wasn't a guess last night. Are you reading the H&A thing?
Yeah.
H&A wanting to buy the Ice Zone.
God damn it. Wait. The Ice Zone. I'm okay with that.
I think this was a captain's meeting tonight.
I'm okay with that.
Or take over, manage. Because no one wants to play the Ice Zone anymore. We have moved on from the Masked Singer, folks. We're on to our hockey team.
Yeah, that was a quick turn. Sorry. That's how interested I was in the Masked Singer. Sorry, man.
We got a big text, basically.
I'm okay with this move.
I like the Ice Zone. It's one of my favorite rinks we've
played. For a split second, I was thinking St. Peter's, Recplex, and that would have pissed me off. But Ice Zone, I'm cool with this. That's fine.
It would mean we would probably get better ice time if we played a majority of our games there.
Yeah.
We already played, I think, it seemed like a lot of our games there anyway. So hopefully this would just mean less games at the Recplex, but I don't know if that's actually a thing. At this stage, every youth team has migrated to wanting to play at the Blues practice facility. So now it's just about the other rinks now are going to have more available ice time, I would think.
Yeah.
Starting with the Ice Zone. Ice Zone is probably the least desirable rink to play in the greater St. Louis area for a youth team anymore because it's just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good sheet of ice. The facility itself is nice.
It was built with the Blues in mind.
Yes.
Of course. It's a great
facility.
And
yeah.
There's probably two suite locker rooms available now.
You're absolutely right.
There's probably two sweet locker rooms.
Yeah.
For the taking.
We better get to start using those.
Dude, what if because we should pitch that because we won the championship last year.
We get the locker room every time.
And we get that room every time.
I'm in.
Like that's our room now.
I guess let's talk a little bit about what we're doing this episode.
It is a live Masked Singer podcast.
I gotta go. I'm not doing that.
We're actually going to be doing live predictions of who the Masked Singer is.
Yes. And I'm thinking right off the bat, Nikita Kucherov, probably.
Could be.
Is in there somewhere?
I don't know. Might be.
Yeah.
Could be Ovechkin. Could be McDavid. It's not Austin Matthews. We know that.
Yeah.
I can tell you it's definitely not JT Brown because I just didn't hear any soul in the voice. I didn't hear any soul. You know?
No, just no soul.
And so that rules out PK.
Oof. God damn it. Yeah, you're right.
Anyway.
PK's going to play so bad now because him and Lindsey Vonn are engaged. Aren't they engaged?
Who? Are they? Probably. She's probably going to be on to, who knows, some other black dude.
Engaged, not broken up.
Yeah, I know, but...
What? You went the different direction.
PK's going to cheat on her, and she's going to cry, and...
PK's
going to be Tiger Woods all over again.
They amicably broke up because Tiger Woods cheated on her.
Yes.
They amicably broke up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see what's wrong with... So it was amicable because he probably definitely cheated on her.
Yeah, for sure he did. For sure.
So she didn't want to date him anymore because she had been cheated on probably multiple times. And he did not want to date her anymore because he forgot he was dating her. He had cheated on her so much.
Yeah. So what we're doing here, really.
Yes.
Is... We're in a fantasy hockey league.
Yes.
And we're podcasting while we draft.
Yes.
How interesting does that sound to everyone? We've decided, actually, if this episode alone gets 600 downloads in its first week, we're quitting the podcast because that's not enough.
Okay. Okay. If this gets 600 in 1 week, I will pick one person out of the 600 to go on an all-expenses-paid trip to the NHL All-Star Game.
I'll lick your butthole, too. I'll do it. I don't know whose. I'll toss a salad.
By all-expenses-paid, I mean if you are one of the people that already have tickets to the game, and I know you, and you need to stay in my house for some reason, you can. But I have to know you already, and you have to have tickets to the game.
Yeah.
And... If I don't like you, you can't stay.
So, all right. We need to get this vibe back going again.
We're live drafting. The draft starts in a couple minutes. We're not going to just be talking about every single pick. This isn't a ESPN coverage of the draft. It is. We will talk about our picks. I'm 7th. You are 13th. So we're not spread out too much, but there will be some.
No, we're almost exactly. Well, halfway.
Yeah. Well, it would be easier if we were like back to back.
Yeah.
But this way it will be quick. It'll be quick jots, but I got some stuff to talk about. Jordan's got some stuff to talk about. We're going to do news still at the end of the podcast.
Yep.
I don't know how long this thing is going to last. There's a chance that we end it before the draft is over. If the draft goes 2.5 hours.
If the draft is taking forever, we'll stop talking about the draft and move on to other stuff.
Yes.
About that.
And then we'll likely end it before the draft ends.
Yes.
But there are 14 teams. I don't know how many rounds there are. I could see it lasting an hour and a half.
Yeah, possibly.
Draft begins in now.
Oh, the draft is beginning. Okay. What do you have?
Omaha.
You want to talk about Omaha?
I went to the concert.
Okay.
The Man Camino. Very good. Check him out if you haven't. This is not my music podcast, so I want to move on. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I have this weekend. Then I'm going to talk about why I've decided to do something in the month of October. And I think that's going to spark a very nice debate between you and I.
Yes.
Because we've already talked a little bit about it. And I'm partaking in something that you right then and there chose not to partake in when you just did what you just did. And we'll talk about that.
Sure.
But so this weekend, so Friday, we go to the concert, having some beverages. Got a good buzz on, was drinking. Did not run Saturday morning like I thought I was going to. We'll talk about running, maybe. So on Saturday, it was pretty much, we golfed in the morning. We did the thing that me and you have thought about doing. We booked this was a mistake, by the way.
Okay.
we found a tee time that was so cheap. It was so cheap. It was $12 a player. We booked the whole tee time, and it just the two of us went.
Nice.
And then when she's like, oh, where are your other two? We're like, oh, they couldn't make it. But it was one of those you had to prepay beforehand.
Yeah.
But what ended up, we didn't need to do that. Like, we could have just gone with the two of us. And it's one of those where you're like, eh. We'd never been to the course. We didn't know. But this course was like an hour away from Omaha.
Right.
It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. We could have, and there wasn't a whole ton of people there. We would have been able to golf with just the two of us without getting paired together with somebody. It would have been just fine. But it was worth taking the risk knowing that we wouldn't have to do that, to golf with any like weirdos. So
sure.
We did it. It ended up being like an average round of golf price, like $30.
I'm happy anytime I only pay $30 for a round of golf.
Yeah, me too.
Extremely happy.
Honestly, I remembered how cheap golfing in Nebraska is compared to St. Louis. I do miss that. Because you can go an hour away, and there's golf courses that are cheap. And they're not super crowded or...
Compare it to River Lakes, though. Better courses?
Much better. We golfed on a nice golf course.
Okay.
It's just in the middle of nowhere. It was nine-hole course, which was a bummer. We thought it was an 18-hole course.
Yeah.
So you got to play the nines twice. But overall, pleasant experience. Golfing. Got done golfing. And we went. I'm up next. I need to think about my draft. Anyway, so we were going to go. The Nebraska Cornhuskers were playing Ohio State on primetime Saturday Night Football on ABC.
You didn't go?
We did not go.
Why not?
Most people went. We wanted to golf. I was like, I want to golf. I don't care about the Cornhuskers.
Yeah, that's fair.
After golf, we can reevaluate if we want to go to Lincoln and get drunk and then like tailgate and hang out. The game itself was not an option. It's hundreds of dollars to go. And they were, and the idea was they were probably going to get steamrolled by Ohio State. They did. They got completely, well.
Uh-oh. Okay. We have some movement here. Eric is drafting his first pick.
Sid the Kid?
I'm going to, while Eric's doing this, I'll give you guys a little rundown. We do have, we went Kucherov, Connor, McDavid, of course, Nathan McKinnon, Ovechkin, Pastrnak, Marchand, who, Jesus Christ, Marchand.
I think that was an auto draft. I think that was
very early. That's Trey. I'd go Crosby, bud. I'd go Crosby.
How can you not? When Sid the Kid is available,
you get Sid the Kid.
You draft Sid the Kid. So yeah. I know Brent Burns is my boy, but you draft Sid the Kid when he's available.
For sure.
All right. So we didn't go to the Cornhusker game.
Okay.
We decided against it. We watched, we were tired. We were very tired. We were out late Friday. And when we got back Friday, we also smoked a cigar and had another couple drinks.
Okay.
So we didn't get to bed till like 2 o'clock in the morning on Friday. We woke up at like 6 to go golfing or something like that. 6:30. We woke up early to go golfing because we went to go eat breakfast first. So, and our tee time was at, I think it was 9:30 or something. And it was an hour away. What?
I got to stop looking at this fucking draft while we're doing this.
Oh, yeah. It's distracting.
No, just Bill Burgic. Bill Burr. Oh, my God. Bill Berberich has sex with feet. I just saw a comment. It cracked me the fuck up.
That was in the chat?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Sorry.
Did he draft someone that... I guess, oh, he must have drafted Ovechkin.
He did.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry. Sorry, man. We can get back to this. I gotta stop looking, although I am a couple picks away, but that's okay.
That's hilarious. So, anyway, so then we get back. We're just chilling. Nebraska went down 38-0 in the first half.
Okay.
They got steamrolled by Ohio State. So, thank God we didn't go to Lincoln.
Yeah.
But we did go to Oktoberfest Saturday night. They had Oktoberfest there. Oktoberfest is so different in the days of the millennial. And we're going to get into that after your pick, which was, what happened?
I got Matthew Tkachuk.
Everything happened too fast.
Oh, because the guy after me is auto-drafting, and he went two picks in a row.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything happened way too fast. Aho?
Aho, baby.
Aho. All right. Anyway, So we go to Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest is so different now. Oktoberfest is so...
like I've never been to any Oktoberfest ever. So
you know, Oktoberfest, you know the idea, right?
Is it just a beer festival?
It's a lot of beers.
You just go to a, you go to like a park or something and they give you beer. Well,
this was actually at a bar and they had a little bit of the street closed off. And then at the back, going back, they had all these beers. But the idea of Oktoberfest most of the time is just, it's a bunch of German beers.
Okay.
The first tent you see is a White Claw tent. They were sold out of White Claw.
Jesus Christ.
They were playing hip hop at the very front of this festival. It was basically the front of the front of Oktoberfest was just a party. And then the back was Oktoberfest. And I'm like, I'm part of the problem.
Yeah.
I got there. Okay. We had just eaten dinner, had a couple drinks. I get to the Oktoberfest. I have one beer and I'm like, I'm full. I am full. I cannot drink German beer all night.
It does fill you up.
So I went inside and got a cocktail.
Yeah.
I was like, screw it. I go inside. We get cocktails. It is my pick. Jack Eichel is the best available. However.
Landy.
I'm getting Landeskog because I already have a center. Landeskog,
baby.
I already have a center.
That's a good move. It's a good move.
I already have a center. So yeah. I'll take my left winger and call it a day. Actually, I think we have a while before. The next.
Yes, we do have a long time before either of us pick.
So then we go to this Oktoberfest. I get cocktail. Then Carl buys me a tequila shot. This bar, or this restaurant, bar restaurant called Crescent Moon, who claims, I believe, to have invented the Reuben. I feel like everyone claims that they invented the Reuben or whatever, or that the Reuben sandwich was invented there. It's
fucking bullshit. My Uncle Reuben invented that sandwich. Okay?
Okay, cop salad. So, watch out there. So
he's working at a hotel. Damn it.
Yeah. Okay, cop salad. Settle down. But so the Reuben has nothing to do with this. But so that's the venue. They're also famous for having this boot,
and it's a Das Boot.
It's a boot with like full of beer. You get a boot full of beer.
Sure.
You pass it around the table.
Is it a glass boot or a real glass boot? Okay. Yeah.
You pass it around the table.
Like beer fest.
The idea is that you're supposed to flick it when you get it, and it can't touch the table or something like that. Huh. And then there's some rule, I suppose. This seems like a ruthless rule because I think more than one boot is a bad idea. If you finish, if the person that you pass it to finishes it, you have to buy the next boot. Well, I finished the first one.
The next person bought.
So then Carl had to buy.
Nice.
Carl buys. We're all looking at each other like, we don't want a second boot. We're all full. We're all drunk. This is a terrible idea.
Got to do the boot, though. That's the rule. You got to do it at least once.
We did it once.
Okay. No. You have to do the rule to where...
The refill?
The refill at least once, because that is a rule.
That's a rule.
And if you're going to do this, you got to do it once at least.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So gotta do...
Every rule apply once.
So we do the second boot.
Okay.
And that was it. But then by that point... I've had a ton of, and then we go to another bar right after that, and we get some claws because we had seen the claws at the very beginning of the
guys and your fucking White Claws, man.
I don't even care about them that much, but like the weekend, Carl's like, beer's canceled. It's all about the claws. I'm like, we're at a festival with beer, and they sold out of claws. Like this logic doesn't make any sense. Millennials have taken over.
It's bad, man. Beer it's is real canceled. Bad.
Like, it's really funny. I think it's actually very hilarious.
I just can we talk about the White Claws for a second?
Okay,
what's the deal with the White Claws? So I get it. They're like the zero calorie or whatever.
They're
not
zero. They're like 100 calories. The beer you're drinking is less calories than a White Claw.
But the White Claws get you fucked up, right? Don't they get you drunker? Aren't they higher alcohol percent?
Probably than a Mick Ultra.
Yeah, I think that's what I've heard. I've heard they get you fucked up.
You can get fucked up for not a whole lot of calories.
Okay.
Where Mick Ultras, you probably...
I guess that's fine. But honestly, if that's what you're going to do, shots. Just take fucking shots. If you want to get fucked up for not that many calories... Just take shots.
Shots is the right way. No, okay. You're not wrong.
And it doesn't taste that much worse than White Claw.
You cut out the
middleman
of non-alcohol
yes.
part of your beverage.
Sure.
And you're just drinking alcohol.
Yes.
It is more expensive. I don't, you know what?
Not necessarily. You can get a bottle of whiskey
for $30.
You know the secret?
And it can last you longer than a 12-pack of White Claws.
The secret to the White Claw, which I have now changed my drinking habits officially.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's tastier. People like it more than beer.
White Claws?
People like it more than beer.
Yeah.
People aren't drinking beer because most people aren't drinking beer. At least the beers that you're drinking in mass quantities to get fucked up, you're not drinking them because I love whatever beer.
I love Bud Ice.
I love
Bud Ice. Nobody says that.
Most people don't like Busch or Bud Light or.
Yeah.
I'm in a similar boat where I'm not a big fan of most of these beers. And I don't necessarily want to drink them all that much.
Yeah.
I'm cool with the Claw existing. I have fell in love with those. And I will say, I believe.
The Ultra Infusion.
And at the end of the concert night, I switched to Mick Ultras because I didn't want to drink hard alcohol anymore. But that's what I was like drinking a lot of the weekend was.
Okay.
I actually fell in love with vodka sprites this weekend.
I like a good vodka sprite.
Became a big.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I avoided vodka forever.
You ever do the vodka Red Bull?
I'm out.
See, I'm not a vodka guy. I'm not a Red Bull guy, but I like a vodka Red Bull. It's weird.
My new two favorite drinks are two drinks with vodka, and I was avoiding vodka forever. I've sort of introduced it back into my life. A Moscow Mule. I love a Moscow
Mule. Moscow Mules are fine.
I absolutely love a Moscow Mule.
You almost can barely tell it's vodka. You get more of the ginger beer.
The ginger beer is much
ginger
stronger,
beer is
and then you get the lime
heavier.
Action,
yeah.
Which helps.
But it's good. I do like a good Moscow Mule.
Love a Moscow Mule. Love a vodka Sprite. Fell in love with the two beverages this weekend. Well, I've liked the Moscow Mule for a little while. But vodka Sprite is something I had not really tried. I was just mixing some stuff up. I'm like, I'm just trying some different drinks out. So fell in love with that drink this weekend. But we got super fucked up. And then I fucking peed outside at a bar, like 1 a.m. or whatever time we went to this bar. It was a ruckus. So Sunday it was just recovery day. We saw Bert Kreischer.
Okay. How was Bert?
Very fun. Very good. And I know you're not as big a fan of his stand-up.
Yeah.
I'm also not as big of a fan of his stand-up as his
podcast. Yeah.
This is the best material I've ever seen him put out.
Oh, really?
It's so good.
This is new stuff. He's put out before, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, I did see the Machine Story live.
Well,
he does that.
Going to do that every time.
And it's very good. Actually, the funniest thing is in the middle of the show, Tom Segura called him. It's my pick.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah. And he was complaining to him about something. He was complaining. Oh no.
Who you taking here, dude?
Oh no.
You gonna take Tarasenko already?
Am I?
How did I know you were gonna do that? You know why I know? Because I was looking at it too.
I don't have a right winger.
I know. He's the next.
God damn it. I even said
he's a hitter too, man.
Even today I said
who's gonna take him too
what
early?
I was gonna take Tarasenko
too. It was you in the second round.
It was me in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Third round.
Is this the third round?
Correct.
Oh,
second round, I took.
You're right.
Landeskog.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
So, where was I? I was going somewhere. Bert, very good. I'm the new special. I'll watch it just to watch it for his numbers. I know it's gonna be the same material. This was great material, and maybe he's a guy to see live as well. Mm-hmm. Like when Tom Segura called him, I think it was about Sober October, which we're gonna talk about.
Oh yeah, we'll get into that.
Tom Segura calls and he's like, I'm just calling to say this is fucked up. And then Bert's like, no. We can't talk about this. I got to call you back. And then he's like, because he wanted to see what Tom was calling about. And then it was something that I guess was not supposed to be. And Bert said he was going to go out after the show or after the late show in Omaha. And he was inviting everyone. And I was like, that can't be. This is too many people. And then he said he would post on a story and he never did. We decided against doing it. We were both pretty spent from the weekend.
Yeah. But sure.
That was pretty much the weekend that I came home. It was a good time. Get to see the shows. Lots of drinking. It was quite a bender. I had Bender September. I feel like I drank a lot in September.
Bender September. I haven't heard that one.
I drank a lot in September.
Yeah.
I had a float trip. Lots of drinking there.
Okay.
Labor Day weekend. You're doing your fantasy drafts. Speaking of fantasy drafts, Jordan is up right now. Who's he going to pick? Is he going to pick John Carlson? Is he going to pick Malkin? Kuznetsov, maybe? Is he going to pick Jamie Benn? I think he might pick Jamie Benn. If I had to guess, I think Jordan's going to pick Jamie Benn.
It'd be stupid not to.
But do you have a left winger?
I do already have two. I have three left wingers now.
That's not good. Are any of them other
positions? One of them is a center. That's okay.
I guess we have the forward position. So at this point, best available.
Yeah.
Do I draft O'Reilly too? No, I'm kidding.
You can if he's available by the time he gets to you.
Are you going
to
draft him?
No, I'm not going to draft
him. Center right wing?
I'm not going to draft him.
Anyway, so that was the weekend.
Oh, it's my pick again.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not. Whoever was after me has entered the draft. They're no longer out of drafting.
I'm going to wait to get into this until after my pick, and we have some time.
Okay, yeah, because talk about Sober October.
We're going to talk about Sober October.
Yeah, I want to get into that. That's for sure.
So let's get into the back of this.
Who the fuck is taking forever?
This is the auto draft.
Who is? No, they're not auto drafting anymore. He went O'Reilly.
Malkin Kuznetsov.
Is it time to start going for defensemen?
Giordani Carlson.
I know Carlson's there too. Ooh. But I also could get me an elite goalie.
Could go elite goalie.
Hmm.
I'm likely going to get an elite goalie on my next pick.
I got to get one soon. I don't pick for a while.
I can say this out loud because the rest of my league is not listening. But I will likely, when it comes back around to me, pick the best goalie available. Like I'm actually not even looking at the other positions right now. I want the next goalie available when my pick comes around.
Well, I'm going to take Rene off your hands.
Thanks. I was actually hoping that he would not slip to me because I definitely wanted him. Yeah. I don't want Carey Price. Say that.
Yeah, me either. Me either. I mean, Montreal, they just don't get the wins. Nope. They could.
Do I want Benner? Mm. Well, at this point, goalies are looking bad. Wait, Tuukka Rask is only projected 160 points? Is that...
Mm.
Did something happen to Tuukka Rask in the offseason?
No, but they're probably just going off the fact that maybe Halak might steal some time again this year.
I'm fucking drafting him if he's still available in okay. like two picks when it's my turn.
He'll be available.
Yeah, because no one even knows that he's available at this point. Like I could probably actually wait another round to grab Tuukka Rask.
Maybe.
He's rated 158th.
Yeah.
So unless people are going... But I also have that mentality of if it's your guy, I don't care what he's projected in.
Yeah.
You may want to draft him. It's scary. I'm scared. I know I could probably wait.
I'm kind of upset that I went a little left wing heavy off the bat, and I wanted to I for sure wanted to get a goalie on that two pick swing I just had. I wanted to pick up Phil Kessel too, but I didn't get him. I fucked up. But I guess I'm not that upset. I got Jamie Benn.
I'm going to wait on Tuukka Rask. So, I'm picking someone who I can't believe is still available.
Who you got?
Alex DeBrincat.
He was my other guy I was going to pick because he's the left wing, right wing.
I can't believe he's still available.
Yeah.
And he's a stud muffin.
If it wasn't going to, if I decided to get away from goalies, which I think is a mistake because I think a goalie win is 5 points. That's huge. So if I didn't go for that.
My next pick is going to be a goalie.
DeBrincat would have been my other guy.
Next pick is going to be a goalie.
Yeah.
And I have risked. I have now risked the possibility of Rask getting taken.
Yeah. Let's talk Sober October.
Yes.
So you're doing it this year.
I feel like I drank a lot in September. It was a rough September.
Okay.
I don't have any plans in the upcoming October that seem to be very drinking influenced or...
Not like the beginning of our hockey season happens in a week or two. It's not like we drink after games.
I just not drink. It's okay.
Okay.
I'll hang around.
Sure. Sure you will.
Maybe.
Sure you'll hang around and not drink.
Yeah, I'll go home.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. We'll have a couple games in October.
Yeah.
I'll be just hanging out for a couple games.
Yep. You'll be going home after the game for games.
I miss the team.
We'll see about that.
I will hang out.
We'll see.
I have like one or two beers after each game anyway.
I'm not buying it.
It's not about the drinking. It's about the hang.
Nah, I don't think so.
It's not like we're getting smashed in the parking lot.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
So Sober October, you're doing it.
I'm doing it.
You've been drinking a lot.
I'm drinking a lot. A month off seems like, and I'm even going to do this, which seems heinous because it is like the nicest weather time of year. But I'm going to take the month off cigars as well.
Really?
It's sober. I mean, wow. why just do the drinking thing? I also smoked a lot of cigars in September.
Well, what about cigar? Like, what, do you get a little buzz from the nicotine, I guess?
Yeah.
Is that enough for you?
Clear the body of, it's taking a month, taking a break. Letting my body get a month off.
Yeah. Okay.
I could cave. Maybe in 2 weeks, I'm like, fuck this. This is stupid.
Okay.
Maybe I just take a couple weeks off. But it seems like if I'm going to take some time off, I'll just take the month off.
I'm not a fan.
Why?
I'm not a fan.
What do you have against it?
Listen. It has seemed... All right. Rogan and all them for sure have popularized Sober October.
Almost exclusive. I mean, there's people who do it still, but they have really... who don't even know about that gang.
And before that, you know, if you wanted to take off from drinking booze and be better and all that, great. And even, I guess, for such as yourself, you are making the decision because you've been drinking a lot in September, so you want to take off. Most people, this is a look at me. This is a look at me.
That's true.
I'm doing something good and you're not.
Hashtag
look at me. Sober October. Sober October. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well, some people do it to be like included in like the Bert.
Sure.
Like nonsense too.
Look at me. I'm doing it too. I'm a comedian.
Yeah, right.
From Cleveland, Ohio.
Recognize
nobody
me,
knows.
Joe. No, I get that. Yes. And like, you know that Bert and them aren't, they're part of them. The reason they're doing it is to be healthier. But the other part is like, the massive content they get to make out of it. And
I even don't mind that they do it. They were the ones that did. They started it. And like, they're the first ones to ever do Sober October. Certainly not.
No, but they've gotten a bigger following.
But this has become their thing. And now they do it every year and whatever. And people want to do it to be with them. That's, I guess that's even fine. If you want to be included in their group, that's fine. But if you're purely doing this, which a lot of people are, as a look at me. I'm better than you.
I don't even know how you're having a drink in October. I don't even know how someone could
tell you what I'm going to do. You're going to have to fill the time for the next 10 seconds so I can go get me another beer.
Get it. That's fine.
On October 1st.
Congrats. You have already lost. I don't even know how you could physically drink a beer in October. It's disgusting. And I am up, and Tuukka Rask is available, and thank God I waited. I drafted Tuukka Rask.
All right. So here's the thing about it, too, though. I am not...
That's a Bud Light Lime.
Ah, fuck it.
It's a very different drink.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a lot sweeter.
It's God a lot damn sweeter.
I'm not even like... I say that, and I'm two beers in on this podcast now. I'm not like a heavy drinker, either. So, like, I'm not defending the drinkers of the world. Like... lots of pieces of shit who get drunk as fuck and do dumb things.
People who could use to take some time off.
Yeah. There are definitely some people out there who maybe let's ease it on the booze for a little while.
Sure.
Okay.
Who could use something like that. And I'm not even I'm not the guy who's...
Yeah.
I don't drink that much.
But me either.
This past weekend was a little outrageous.
That's the other thing, though. It's like when I do drink, like on the weekends... First off, it rarely ever happens anymore. I just don't really.
True.
Unless I'm like over here while you're smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
I'll have a couple drinks or...
I'm already deciding I'm not going to do it.
This past weekend, I actually was with Justin and Rich and Pitt. I was drinking. I got pretty drunk too. But like, it just doesn't happen often enough for me to say... I should quit drinking.
Yeah.
It's not a thing for me.
Here's what I'll do. No drunk October.
No drunk October. See how quickly you've turned?
I'm going to still smoke cigars. The weather is just far too nice to be not smoking cigars.
Oh, God.
You're right. The Sober October is good for like Bert, who, if he weren't doing Sober October, would drink Yeah. It ordered them out in October.
Holy shit, that is way fucking different. I knew it was going to be different, the Bud Light Lime from the Ultra.
I literally don't even care if you dump that out and just grab a Mick Ultra Lime.
I might.
I don't want that Bud Light Lime.
Jesus.
I moved on to the Mick Ultra Lime infusions.
God, what? There's like three players that play for Carolina that I want to draft right now, but I already have Aho.
Oh, yeah, that's scary. That's another thing about fantasy hockey is you don't want to... You definitely don't want to have more than two players on the same team.
Yeah. All right, Joe Pa.
If you can
bring it on, baby. Joe Pavelski. Oh, here I go. I got to go defend. Is there any defenseman worth my time at this point?
What do you think about it? Matt Dumba is the best available.
Really?
Oh, my God. Philip Forsberg is still up there. Dude, this is crazy.
I'm in a
point where if you can grab a guy who that's your guy, I don't care if they're a defenseman or if they're a forward, I just take them.
I'm going to say this right now. Last year, rookie Rasmus Dahlin had a stunning fucking year.
He's a strong player.
He's going to grow even stronger this year.
You getting Dahlin?
Taking him. Rasmus Dahlin, bring it on, baby.
I like that move.
Bring it on, baby.
PK's still available. I guess he doesn't.
I'm not a big. Listen, I like PK Subban.
As a player, but he's not a fantasy.
He's not a fantasy asset. And here's the thing. Okay, he definitely gets points. Like, you can put him in your lineup and expect him to contribute, right? But he's not Brent Burns. He's not Erik Karlsson. And he gets the credit like he is. Here's his thing, though. He has clutch. He's clutch as fuck.
He has the intangibles.
He will, like, it can be fucking game four. Overtime, his team's about to get eliminated. He'll score a fucking goal. Like, he's that kind of player.
He's an agitator. He does everything.
Yeah. I like Subban a lot. I don't know, man. I got to go get a different beer, though.
Dump it out. Grab the Lime Infusion. I don't even drink Bud Light. Bud Light Lime used to be like my favorite beer, and now it is just so overly sweet. I am a big fan of the Mick Ultras. And you know what's weird? I used to not like Chris Pratt, although I like Chris Pratt now because he's a Seahawks fan. And I used to not like Brooks Koepka, but I'm starting to come around to Brooks Koepka. Two very, very large influencers in the Mick Ultra world.
Really?
I think I've changed.
We're doing things this episode, man. I converted you out of Sober October.
I am going to take this week off without a doubt in my mind.
Sure.
I'm trying to Matt Dumba. He's an offensive fiend. He was hurt a lot last year. He's one of my least favorite players because he kills the Blues. And if if I actively have a guy who's like my least favorite player because he kills the Blues, I know that's a guy I should be picking up.
Sure.
So now I'm going back to best available. But now we got a while left between picks. I'm taking this week off of no drinking and no cigars to be ready for the half. And I might even take an extra week off of just, you know, I'm not going to go seek anything out. But if a nice night comes and it feels like a cigar night, you know, I'll have a cigar. Or if I'm in a situation where a couple of beers make sense. I think I practice moderation enough. I just had such a bender in September, and I'm just like laying in bed on September 29th at Carl's place, laying on an air mattress, so exhausted, saying, I just can't feel the way I felt like those couple mornings in Omaha. I felt horrible. I mean, I just felt...
Right, but how often do you do that stuff?
In September, it happened like three times.
All right, that's a little excessive.
Three or four? It happened both nights in Omaha, basically. Yeah. We blacked out, basically, Saturday night.
So you booked a pretty heavy heavy September.
And that's without even going on the hockey trip. Can you imagine if I did the hockey trip? I'd probably be sober Eric. Yeah. I'd quit.
Yeah.
But now I've literally talked about how I love Mick Ultra and how I have a new couple cocktails I like. How could this be the month that I stopped drinking? That doesn't even make any sense. But I definitely need to...
You know what you should do?
Take some time off of getting...
You know what you should do?
No.
You should go get a Mick Ultra infusion and join me during this podcast and draft.
I told you I'm taking the month off.
Yeah, but I already got you off the month. Now you're doing the week. I think you should go get a beer.
You really want me to get a beer?
I think you should get a beer.
You only want this, so you can have the fucking satisfaction.
No. I just think you're missing out in life right now, man. Here's the other thing.
You literally want the satisfaction.
I accidentally left your fridge open. You should go close it. 100% I did. You should go get a beer. He's getting up. Eric is up from the table. He's walking in the kitchen. What's he doing? Is he reaching in? Oh, he's got one in his hand. And he closed the fridge. Guess what? I didn't even do that on purpose. That was fate. You believe in fate? I don't, but that was.
Why not have a beer when you're drafting a hockey team?
It's October 1st and you're drinking a beer.
I can't wait to go back and listen to this episode.
That's terrific.
This is absurd. First drink of October.
Let me ask you something else. What do you got going on tomorrow? You think you can call off work?
It's not heavy. I also couldn't
get fucking trashed tonight.
This will be my only drink of the day. All right. In solidarity to the fact that I've given up sober October.
How good is it?
It's good.
How good? It's good.
It's great. It's great. Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like my current, I don't say it's my favorite beer, but it's my favorite beer to be like drinking at a occasion, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because I can drink, like, this is so much less sweet than Bud Light Lime.
Dude, it is. When I just cracked open that Bud Light Lime.
Oh, I can't imagine. I'd have to go from Bud Light Lime to this into like regular beer. If it was going to happen. But
sure.
No drunk October. We're going to go no drunk at what?
I just think someone drafted Braden Schenn pretty early.
Yeah, I would not have drafted him at this junction. Monahan that good?
Monahan's not bad.
Well, he's currently.
Oh, someone fucking picked up Tom Wilson, you dickhead.
Well, he was picked up a while ago.
Yeah. He was in my queue.
Oh.
I can't say it.
I can't believe he's still on.
Did you just go? When did you go? Oh, you got Kocher. Okay, so sure. I can go ahead and say it. Hope Clayton Keller's around when I get there.
Oh.
Dude, he's a center, left wing, and right wing.
That's true.
Yeah, that's huge. And he's pretty good. And he's probably going to be on the line with Kessel this year.
What do we have, two utility players?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I got two centers. Yeah, I don't need a... I need a right winger now.
Think about Keller and Kessel, man.
I need a right winger. This draft's going to last longer than I expected.
Yeah, it is. Fuck, where were we? God, we got so off base.
Drinking?
I got you back into drinking.
No drunk October. However, I'm drinking my first drink in October 1st.
Yes.
You know what? You won the debate.
All right.
I have to admit, yes, for someone who... I was coming off of a real rough weekend of drinking.
Sure.
And I needed to take some time to get the body straight, but you can have a light beer.
Yeah.
And your body will be just fine.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about, but you cannot have multiple cocktails with a two boots, two portions of a.
Sure.
You know, I don't even know how many beers a boot is, but it's a lot. And it was heavy beer. The guy, and you're drinking it like fast. It's not
good. Yes.
But this is enjoyable. This is an enjoyable beer.
Ultra Lords. Who's that? Brad. That's Brad.
I cannot believe this is happening. But I on this podcast said I was partaking in Sober October. And yeah. I am on the podcast, not even that far in, having a beer.
God damn, I hate how quick I have to do this. I wish this person wasn't auto-drafting.
Did you get Keller?
Yes.
Very nice.
Thinking about going another defenseman.
Dontrell Nurse? That dirty motherfucker? I don't know. There's not a lot of good defensemen available. Shea Weber, Buffigan, Krug. I guess I'm at the point where I got to be in love with a player now.
Yeah.
Or you're gonna, or just pick someone from a different, like a goalie or a... It's a second goalie. Is it too early for a second goalie?
Yes.
It seems that way.
Yeah, someone should do it. Bring it on, Drew Doughty.
Someone will do it. Oh. Yeah, I don't know if that was that's. I don't know about Drew Doty.
He gets a lot of hits. That's why I took him. If I'm going to build defensemen, I'm going to build them in the category of hits and block shots. Preferably hits at this point, because I didn't realize I'm looking at, unless they just don't have block shot, I don't think they have any previous stats for block shots, so we can't draft anyone based off that stat.
Of previous, or it's not on their projected points?
Nope.
Ooh.
So I don't know who blocks the shots.
Damn.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. Oh, well.
Oh. Hmm. Voracek, Granlund, Dontrell Nurse, Shea Weber?
Would you say Dontrell Nurse?
Isn't it Dontrell?
That's so racist, man.
That's so racist. I knew it was D something.
Are you serious, man?
Dontrell. That's pretty good.
You and your whites only bullshit, man.
God damn it. Darnell. Wow. Nurse. I knew it was a black first name.
Oh, fuck. Well, hey, man. Do you have anything else from Omaha? You want to get off your chest? I say at this point we get into new stories, because I think this draft is going to take a little longer than we anticipated.
True.
You got nothing
else?
I'm
currently drafting.
You're currently drafting. I'll let you.
Granlund, Voracek, Darnell, just as a solidarity.
Pietrangelo's there.
Petro.
Don't forget about the Peter.
So is Falk, and he's actually listed ahead of him. Oh.
By one spot. Wow.
Ooh.
Oh, you know what? I've been looking at projected this whole time.
Same.
I've been wanting to look at 2019 season.
I'm looking at projected.
Well, I want to look at the 2019 season.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Hmm.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to do it.
Buff? Big Buff.
Love Big Buff. I will let you know I have two black defensemen, by the way.
Yeah, I feel like you're doing that just to have a good image.
Wait till I get draft Darnell.
You're trying to get ahead of the curve.
Wait till I get Darnell. I'm not going to get Darnell.
You're going to be like the Atlanta Thrashers were in their last couple seasons, where they had like 9 black people on their team, which is great.
That's right.
They were doing that shit on purpose, too, because they were in Atlanta. They were trying to bring fans into the game. That's why they did it.
Oh, really?
Oh, for sure.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Which and here's the thing, though. Most of the black dudes on that team that year were fucking good.
They had Evander Kane.
They had Kane. Buff again. I can never say his fucking name.
Buff again.
And some other dudes. I know they had other guys.
I don't think they had Darnell or Dumba.
No, those guys were too early at that point. They weren't in the NHL yet.
I don't remember. Probably a bunch of people who aren't in the NHL anymore, because they're probably...
Yeah. They're probably weaned out.
Yeah. So news?
Yeah, let's get into the news. We'll talk about that while we try not to get distracted. Like I just got again.
We'll get distracted. This has been a very interesting podcast, by the
way.
And people aren't going to listen to this they'll think this is just a draft, but folks, in this podcast, I literally said I was doing Sober October and I'm drinking a beer. If that's not magic, I don't know what is. All right. Be open to change. If nothing else, be open to change.
First one I'll get off. This is an easy one. You got a story, right?
Yeah, I'll have to probably do some more Googling, but I haven't.
Do you want to do yours last? We'll do yours last.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Apparently, I only have two, actually. I forgot two of these tabs were kind of the same thing.
Oh.
That's okay.
Kind of the same thing or the same
thing? No, they're the same. They're the same thing. One is a little support for the other.
Okay.
So I just have more information to pull if
this
I need
it.
This is
the one big story, then, it sounds like.
Well, I have two totals.
Okay.
Two total.
Yeah.
Levi's Accessories new smart jackets with Google's Jacquard tag. There are smart jackets now, guys.
What?
How fucking lazy are we getting that we have to make everything smart?
Well, you're going to have to tell me what is a smart jacket.
All right. A smart jacket.
Because I might want to buy one.
What can a smart jacket Dude, let me read this paragraph. The Jacquard by Google tag, about the size of a stick of gum, tucks into the jacket sleeve and connects to your device wirelessly via Bluetooth. The My Day feature triggers the time, weather, traffic conditions, and your calendar. Always Together, which looks like that's a program as part of this, will let you know if you left your phone behind. That's a good one. I like that one. So, like, if you start walking away from your phone, this thing's going to start beeping at you or something.
Okay.
That's useful.
Good, unless you are actively trying to leave your phone behind.
Sure. It's easy to take a picture with the camera features, visual and haptic countdown. I don't know what that exactly means. Wearers stay connected with simple hand gestures like swiping, touching, and tapping the jacket cuff, controlling music, calling, messaging, navigation, and ride-hailing apps is all in the wrist. Why can't you just pull your fucking phone out of your pocket?
That's what confuses me is,
you know,
if you're supposed to take it with you and it's going to alarm you if you're leaving without your phone, then what fucking good is it?
Yeah.
Because this whole point of smartwatch, especially for a runner or something, so you don't have to bring your phone with you.
Yes. I have a smartwatch.
So you have accessibility to the basic apps.
Without my phone.
Without your phone.
Yes.
So this is not even... You do have access to that, but it will yelp at you if you walk away.
Yes.
I don't think I get the point of this.
And there isn't like... Here's a picture of it. It's literally this little... You only see the top of it, but it's like probably down to here.
So you can't even hardly
that you just stick into the cuff of your jacket. And not only that, but it looks like you have to wear a denim jacket.
Is it? Yeah. So this isn't even
the only option.
So this isn't even really a smart jacket.
No.
This is like this is just kind of a chip and you happen to be able to put it in. Like a smart jacket to me is legit a jacket. And it's got a legit electronic technology attached to the jacket.
Yes.
I don't know how that we would made it work, but you have to buy that jacket to buy the device.
I'm on the idea of, all right, so I guess a lot of older people, like old people currently, the elderly, think that we're lazy because we have our phones, we can do everything with our phones, and I don't agree with that. Our phones serve a lot of good purposes. They have a lot of great functions, right? But you're drafting. Who are you taking?
Sorry.
You taking the Nooch? You gonna take the Nooch?
No.
Really?
No. Not high on the Nooch.
Is he gonna get down to me? There's no way. He gets picked before he gets to me. Keith Yandle, man. Look at that dude, Mr. Assist.
I hate me.
What are you doing? You taking a goalie?
I think I'm gonna.
You're gonna take a second goalie soon?
I think so.
Okay. You're kind of swaying what I'm going to do, actually. I think I might pull a stunt.
It's
like
between
that.
Him or Hellebuck. Everyone else available seemed not a good idea.
Yeah.
But now I have an aqua goalie for a while.
I think I'm going Hellebuck when it gets to me, if he's there.
Do it.
Yeah.
It was between the two of them. And I wasn't sure which one I would go.
Anyway, where were we with this phone thing? I think phones serve a great purpose.
We can
Well, even not just that, but like you, like banking, like important things. Like if you need
everything,
it's got information. It's got whatever. It's there.
Everything's here.
Now we're moving forward with this type of technology. And now I agree. All right, we're getting a little lazy. We're just making literally anything become a smart object.
The phone serves an invaluable purpose.
Yes.
And makes life so much easier, but also fun. It makes every bit of sense. I just don't see the purpose.
Me either.
It's not even that I think it's lazy. I just don't see the purpose. I don't see where you would want to buy this.
Right.
I don't see what would make me want to buy that. It seems to have zero good attributes.
it's
less effective than a smartwatch.
Just get a smartwatch.
At
least then you can look at your wrist and see the time.
Yeah. Well, you could do, and you could leave your house without the phone and mm-hmm. be fine.
Yeah.
You can still receive texts if you want to go on a walk or go to the gym or something and you want to have your tunes with you. And I think maybe you can only have so many tunes, but there's no way that is more convenient than just pulling your phone out.
No.
For whatever activity that you're going to do on that thing. Skip a song or whatever other thing it said it would do.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This seems like a huge waste to me. I'm upset. I don't like it. Is it my pick again?
It is your shit. Your pick. John Gibson was just taken. I started a waterfall of second goalies being picked.
Do I go another? Do I go third defenseman? I got a lot of forwards already.
I was about to say, do I go third goalie? And I was about to be like, no.
No.
Bad call. No, no. You can very much so pick a not as good third goalie.
I should probably get me a defenseman again. There aren't going to be that many left.
There's hardly any
point getters.
There's hardly any here. As you're speaking,
I already have a Buffalo defenseman. I don't think I can go for another. I already have a Arizona player. I don't think I can go for another.
I can pick no more Sharks.
I think we're going to go Ryan Sutter.
No more Sharks. That's about my only restriction at this point is no more Sharks.
No more Sharks. What if
I have a goalie and I have a forward?
Yeah. All right. I just don't. If I could get away with a whole team without double teams, anyone on the same team.
I don't mind
team,
a goalie and a player.
I'm happy.
I don't mind a goalie and a player. And no. I don't mind a defenseman and a player.
You're probably right, but I was just pondering the idea of two defensemen.
That's no good.
Not only that, guess what? Both from Buffalo.
That's no good.
So yeah.
That
would have been poor.
I can't believe two defensemen from Buffalo worth taking. Did you pick a defenseman?
Mm-hmm. Ryan Sutter.
Ooh, the defenseman is looking pretty bad.
Yeah, not a lot going.
But I drafted. Ooh.
Who do you see?
Ekman Larson.
Yeah, I just saw that too. It's just like.
Way down there.
Oh, dude, pick him up. I can't believe I didn't draft him. Kessel. He's just going to feed Kessel the puck. Kessel's going to rip shots.
Oh, I thought you meant pick Kessel up. I was like,
no.
Is he gone? I was like, I thought you wanted him earlier.
Ekman Larson, man. He's going to be feeding Kessel all day.
I cannot believe Ekman Larson is available.
I'm an idiot for not picking him.
I literally can't believe
Ekman Larson. I fucked up. I got Ryan Sutter over. Oh, God. I'm upset, man. George is upset.
Is he still on Minnesota?
Sutter? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now defensemen are getting pretty bad.
Yeah. I'm basically going to get off the defensive train. I only have one.
Now
more
it's
spot.
Just a bunch of guys who you can expect to get like 100 points.
Yeah.
Charlie McAvoy is someone that's, I think, a little underrated. I think he's going to be a Studley Stud Muffin this year.
Possibly. News story. I have one more. It's a bit of a downer, but it's. I thought it was pretty fucking interesting.
Okay.
So I'll say it in Trump's America.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
Hashtag not my president.
School shootings every day? Come on. Tell you what they do in Finland.
Ruh-roh.
A sword attack at a school.
What happens when guns are banned?
Well, here's the thing. So
you gotta get creative.
It says one dead, 10 injured in sword attack at Finnish school. That's the headline. Turns out this dude had a gun on him too.
What?
Never used it. Stuck with a sword.
He's like, you know what? This is working pretty well.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe America's gonna go through a change here.
You think that'd be for the better? There'd be a lot less dead.
If we had more sword.
Less guns, more swords.
I don't know.
You think we'd be getting into sword control debates?
No. It would be if they like outlawed guns.
Let me ask you this question. If there was some sort of explosion in sword attacks in the United States, how soon do you think they could ban all swords in America before they'd ban guns?
It would certainly be easier to keep tabs on them being out and about. It'd be harder to hide. It's harder to hide a sword.
That's true. I'm just saying, do you think the American people care more about banning swords than they do guns.
No.
You don't think so?
Or I think
it'd be very easy to ban the swords.
Yes. No. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it would be. I think only like weird people would be like, no. You don't understand.
Only people who think they can be Deadpool.
Pretty much. Or
yeah.
It'd be your
nerds. It'd be nerds.
And nerds are easy to get bullied. So yes. We could bully them. But you can't bully the redneck who's like, you ain't taking my guns. You can't do that.
That was about right.
It's right. I live in St. Charles. I know my clientele. And St. Charles is even more city than many of the other places to which whenever I heard someone was telling me when I was in Omaha that they tried to ban concealed carry or something like, or they tried to outlaw having guns out in your car or something.
Okay.
And then they're like, oh, but the AR-15s are too big and you can't like put them away. Like, and they're like, bah, you're right. Never mind. Like, instead of like being like, well, that's too bad. You have to like figure that out. They're right. Like, oh yeah, AR-15s are way too big. Yeah, you're, never mind. There's something to that effect. And I was like,
dumbfounded.
Yeah, my friend who went with me to the Ban Camino, Matt Hansen, shout out. The night before, he went to a country concert, and he said the people there were very much so Trump's America.
Sure.
And he's like,
as most anyone who goes to a country concert.
Yes. Well, he said that the security at that concert was like outrageous.
Oh yeah.
They were like worried about guns, and then there was no security. Hard, like they were like metal detecting people at that concert.
Right.
And they were not metal detecting people at the concert I went to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another thing about the concert I went to that I want to note, yeah. I hope you're noting this on my podcast, Young at Heart, is that this is a funny thing. There were some 17-year-olds or maybe even younger that drove to the show for like 5.5 hours, and it's an 18-plus venue, and they were not allowed into the show. So then the band actually put on an acoustic show outside after the show so that they could see
just for them
songs. Well, I got to see it. We left.
Yeah, but did they do it knowing the kids didn't get in?
That's why they did it.
Oh.
They said, and they basically were saying, fuck this venue. They didn't let these kids in. They drove so far. So we are going to play an acoustic set after the show.
That's pretty cool.
They let them like up front. They didn't just like, well, I guess you just get to be a part of it. They like, I think, let them up front.
Yeah.
Let them be close and. I'm sure they signed merch for them. They're a good band.
I like that, man.
They're good guys. No, I like
for
it.
For sure.
But at the time, I literally looked at them. I was like, that's their fucking fault for driving here and not like checking in with the venue.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess that's what teenagers do. They make dumb decisions and that's why they are not allowed to vote or drink or buy cigarettes. It's because they make decisions like that. Like me, if I was going to drive 5.5 hours and I had any concern whatsoever about my attendance at an event, and I would whether or not I would be let in or that, I would call.
I would do the research.
You'd have to do the research.
And yeah.
Perhaps the Ban Camino had a misunderstanding or there was something wrong on a website. And if that were the case, I'm sorry to them for saying that they're idiots, but.
You going D. Brown? The dude gets hits, puts up points. Yeah? Do it. Do it. Who are you looking at?
It's not on my radar.
Who?
Brown?
Yeah, get him.
It's not on my radar at all.
He is now.
No, he's not.
Really? He's not on mine either. I wouldn't take him. I already talked you into booze this month. I want to see if I could talk you into drafting Dustin Brown. That would be a poor decision. Come on. Tatar.
I don't know. That was a I don't know. That was like I didn't like what I saw look.
Yeah.
Like I got to wait for some kind of come around to see. Something better comes my way. Where's Brown even on your list? Like,
Oh, he's way down. Well, because I don't have the rank. I have fantasy points.
Yeah, I have it listed by points too.
Oh, really?
Projected points.
He's at the top. Who's at your top? Strom? LeBlanc?
My current top is Parise.
He's not on mine. Are you looking at...
I'm looking at projected points. Are you looking at 2019 points?
Nope. I'm looking at 2020 projected. We got two different things.
I'm definitely looking at projected points.
Me too.
Projected points.
Weird, man.
Oh, I guess he is. Oh, I guess I was by rank.
By the way, earlier when I said I don't want anyone on the same team, totally forgot Pavelski went to the Stars. Have him and Ben.
Oh, really? Shit.
So I got...
You probably have two people on the same line.
That happened in the first three rounds.
Oh, my God. Whoops.
Or our first four rounds, I'm sorry. By the fourth round, I had that.
That's not... well, that's okay. Again, and that's okay if they're...
Yeah.
Your two guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
I guess it's not by... I didn't have by points. I had it by rank, which makes no sense to me. Why they would be ranked... higher with less projected points.
No, yeah.
I don't quite understand. Because this is a straight-up points league,
yes.
I don't see where that would be a thing. So
what was your story you had?
Oh, a golfer on the Korean Tour flipped off a fan because their phone went off. A sound on their phone went off when they took a picture.
Sure.
He got suspended for 3 years from the tour.
Oh, my God.
He got suspended for 3 years.
What?
Because he flipped a fan off after... I don't even know what to say.
That's a joke, right?
It's not. The Korean Tour. They do not take any unsportsmanlike behavior.
I'm totally taking Dustin Brown, by the way.
Oh, really?
Took him.
Take him.
Got him. Probably a mistake.
Got him.
Probably a mistake. He's in my top six currently. So that's a mistake.
We got Crosby, Couture, Landeskog, DeBrincat, Tarasenko, Tata.
All right. Here's the next thing. Do I go third goalie this soon?
No. Absolutely not.
Not even for Corey Schneider, who I think the New Jersey Devils are going to turn it around this year.
See, now I'm looking at goalies.
Yeah.
Is the third goalie important enough? And what if
one of the first two you got ends up sucking or gets hurt?
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? I looked at the rules. You can only have a max of four goalies on your team in this league. Not that I'll have four goalies probably ever, but a third one's not bad to have.
If you do it, I'm going to do it.
Bad to have.
If you do it, I'm going to do it.
Okay. Well. Just did it.
Schneider? Miss Schneider?
Yeah. Ooh, I remember Miss Schneider.
Hope she's doing okay.
Yeah, she was nice.
I felt bad for her. We were degenerates.
Yeah. And she was new, too. She, like, just became a... She was a substitute. I remember her for earlier.
Oh, yeah.
From earlier. She was a substitute for a little while. But we got her in her first year as a full-time.
And she had, like, good-behaved kids. Like,
yes.
Not behaving. In her class.
Yes.
And that's not like that. I feel bad for
it. It had to be very confusing for her.
She's like, these guys are so well behaved. And like every other teacher probably was like, oh, you got Kevin Blessing, you got Eric Rose, Jordan, you're fine.
Yeah.
Those are three very quiet, well behaved guys.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, we're fucking animals.
Yeah. Well, you get us together.
Well, no, she got Kevin Blessing on the year that Kevin Blessing was like, fuck it. Fuck it. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
That was his middle school year of fuck it. And then his high school year, fuck it, was senior year.
Also sophomore year?
Sophomore year is his year of worst Kevin Blessing.
That's true.
And I still don't know the story.
Okay, you don't. I was just about to ask.
I don't know the story.
You don't know. And you were probably his closest friend.
Right there.
Yeah. You were his closest friend at that point.
Probably.
You had to have been. Outside of?
Sophomore year? Yeah.
I don't know.
At least in Afton. I don't know if he has a lot of friends.
Yeah,
or,
I'm sure he did.
He was very family oriented.
Yes.
But... I well, here's the thing, though, and this is why, you know why I didn't know? I never asked. And he wasn't going to just tell me.
Right.
I never.
Well, it's his privacy.
I never ask what's going on with someone. Because what do I really want to know?
Do you want that?
Do I
want
to know? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss is a very, very, very legitimate
sure
term to take. Here's my dilemma. Would you take Leonard?
Or who's Crawford?
Riddich? Who's Riddich?
Isn't that Calgary's guy?
Yeah, who is that?
Yeah, he's not bad. He's not bad.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take him.
I'd take him.
If I ever get a fourth goalie, it will. Well, no, Leonard's going to be gone.
Yeah, most likely.
Well, those are my goalies. Rask, Jones, which I think I had both of them last year. And then this other guy that I don't know.
I got Rene Hellebuck and Schneider. Okay, sorry. The golf thing. Flipped off a fan.
Yeah.
Suspended for 3 years.
3 years. 3 years?
Who? This is on the Korean tour?
On the Korean tour.
Whatever. He'll go elsewhere and play.
I tweeted, give him a PGA. Give this man a PGA tour card.
He can get up. Like, he can go to web.com or something even.
He'll have, but, oh, yes, but... He apparently, and he won that tournament, and he was like the money leader.
Hmm. Like, he was like the guy over there.
I think if you're the guy there, you probably could play elsewhere. But does he? I don't think he wants to. He's probably got a family and shit in Korea.
Yeah.
And now he's got to go move to the United States to play on the Korn Ferry Tour in hopes of making the PGA Tour.
The Korn Ferry Tour?
That's the new sponsor of the Web.com Tour.
Really? So it's not Web.com
it's
anymore?
It's not Web.com. It's the Korn Ferry. Huh. K-O-R-N.
Really?
Yep. They're a... What are they? They're something stupid, like a financial advisor consulting situation.
Huh.
It's for the rich. And, well, so is golf. So...
Yep, fair enough.
Well, at least some golf.
Interesting.
You can be like me and not be rich in golf, but...
That's going to be tough for me to break the web.com.
It's hard.
It's going to be tough.
10 years ago when web.com took over, and it was the nationwide tour before that, it was hard for me to say web.com tour.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't make any sense to say web.com tour. And then it became, I wouldn't say anything else.
Right.
Nationwide tour feels weird. So, yeah, I feel bad for the guy. It's stupid. It's dumb. Yes, he could play on a more elite tour. That's true. But I don't know. It's hard to make an equivalent here because there's very few sports where there's multiple leagues that you could be playing in and be doing successful. And maybe European Tour will be a better fit because it's closer. Or I don't know. They play also a little bit more all over the place, like the European Tour. The Korn Ferry Tour is a lot in like the Midwest and the South and... They'll play all over ish, but they play a lot of cities that don't get regular tour events. And of course they do. It makes sense because a town like Evansville can fit a web.com tour or Korn Ferry tour event.
Sure.
But they could never fit a PGA tour event there. It's too small. Way too small for even a regular PGA tour event. It's just too small. So, all right. Yeah, that's crazy. Poor guy. Feel bad for him. Hopefully they fix that.
Do we have anything else, man?
I don't think so. We got probably...
This was a very weird episode. It's kind of strange.
It was a weird episode.
I think it had some good bits and pieces in there.
I think it's going to be overall good. You got to be okay with clunky.
Yeah. This was pretty clunky, though.
Well, yeah. We drafted... In the middle of we would stop the podcast to draft, and then resume podcasting. I was doing Sober October at the beginning of this podcast.
You are now drinking a beer,
and I'm having a beer. And you know what? That's okay.
Sure,
everything in moderation, but do not get completely trashed. Well, I can't even like physically do that.
I usually get too full before it happens.
Well, full was a problem. That's why, I started moving to... I drank a lot of cocktails this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I forgot we were in a draft.
All right. Here we go. You're going to make your last pick. And then we're going to end the podcast. and then we're going to finish this draft. Does that sound good? We good with that?
Yeah. Getzlaff, you think he's going to be anything?
Well, dude, there's not a whole lot to pick from here.
Tuk?
Yeah.
I have too many San Jose players to get LeBanc. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right.
And everything else left is pretty bad. Like, Perron is, like, up there.
Yeah, he was kind of on my radar.
But I also have a Blues player. I guess I got to get Getzlaff. That doesn't feel good.
All right, so that's it. That's the end of the podcast.
All right, Tom Chick and you, Tom Chicks. Chick.